Okay, so I got three questions for you, Sheikh. My first question is, what's the proper method for making the intention for wudu, for ghusl, and for salah? Like, do you say it out loud, or do you say it in your mind, or what's the proper method? That's my first question.
Okay, intention in Arabic, and niyyah. So how do I make niyyah for wudu, for ghusl, for prayer? So what is intention? This is something no one knows of. Is it not true? When I say to someone, Akhi, your intention is evil. You wanted to do this and this and this. He would say, are you God? Only Allah knows the intention. And this is why the jurors, the fuqaha, say the intention is in the heart. What does that mean? Meaning that no one knows about it except me. So for example, if someone puts a dish of biryani in front of me, do I utter and say, I intend to reach out and grab a bite? If I want to go to the bathroom and answer the call of nature, do I say before entering, okay, I talk to myself, I intend to go and do my 101 or 102? Nobody does this. So the intention is something that is firm in your heart that you want to do it. So one is walking after making wudu in home to the masjid, enters the masjid, says Allahu Akbar, shaitan comes to him, you did not have intention for fard. Said, are you crazy? All what I have done is my intention. So actually, intention is something in your heart. You do not verbalize it. You do not say it verbally, nor you say it in your heart. So with your lips sealed, you don't say, I intend to pray dhuhr for rak'ah at 1 p.m. on the 10th of February behind Imam Sheikh so and so. All of this is an innovation. You do not say anything. You know that this is dhuhr time or asr or whatever, and you simply praying the prayer of the time in the masjid. You simply say Allahu Akbar and you begin your prayer. So this is intention.